All right, I've been following this closely, and Elon Musk is losing his damn mind. I want to demonstrate throughout this video that Elon has used every social media platform available to him to foment violence, spread hate, and say that if we don't, quote unquote, start killing, we will be killed over the past few days. Ever since Charlie Kirk was shot, Elon Musk has only amped up the rhetoric, jumped to massive conclusions by saying, quote, the left is the party of murder. And this all culminated into a very scary scene today when a massive crowd of protesters broke out in London, which is fine. That is their right. That's not the scary part. But it became eerie when right-wing provocateur Tommy Robinson, who was leading this protest, then called in to Elon Musk to get his word, and Elon Musk amps up the tension. Elon says that people either need to, quote, fight back or die because violence is coming. That is Elon Musk's quote right there. It isn't just a provocative statement. This is a billionaire with global reach who is telling a crowd of people who are riled up that, quote unquote, violence is coming. And this is a long pattern of Elon Musk trying to interfere not only in United States politics by being Trump's largest donor or the largest donor out of any election in U.S. history ever, but he's graduated from that, and he's now trying to influence global politics through a few means. The algorithms on the platform that he owns, X, he can boost far-right candidates and far-right ideas in the algorithms. You'll oftentimes see that when you go on the app. He can also use his money to donate to candidates, and he can use his voice, which in the UK and to a lot of far-right groups still means a lot. So let's run through what Elon Musk has truly said, because it gets more and more eerie as the days go on. First of all, to lay the groundwork, Elon Musk has been calling for the dissolution of Parliament at a far-right rally in London. Now, he zoomed in like he did a FaceTime. Elon Musk didn't actually show up to the rally. I'll play the video in just 1 second. But even when he FaceTimed, he said that they need to dissolve Parliament and they need to fight back and die because violence is coming. Elon, you don't even live in this country. Why are you trying to incite violence worldwide, globally, off the wake of Charlie Kirk's shooting? It's not even just dangerous and inflammatory and divisive, but he is intentionally trying to stoke violence as a pretext for more and more power consolidation among billionaires and among the people already in power. I mean, before we even had a single detail about the shooter, we didn't know if it was a guy or a girl, we didn't know what he looked like, we still don't even know the shooter's political affiliation fully. Elon Musk tweeted out, quote, the left is the party of murder. It gets hundreds of millions of views, despite him tweeting this out when we had no clue who the shooter was. And now it seems as if the shooter grew up in a Republican family, and we don't know his current motives or his current views. That is still being investigated. That is still up in the air and being debated. But Elon Musk did not waste 1 second and said, the left is the party of murder. Can I point out that I debunked this on Twitter? You guys are going to love this one. Okay, so at the top I say, hey, can you debunk this, Tim Pool? Name one Democratic politician who cheered on Charlie Kirk's death. And some Trump supporter then responds, at Grok, can you give examples of Democratic politicians who cheered or minimized Charlie Kirk's assassination? And Grok says, based on searches across news sources like CNN, New York Times, Reuters, and factcheck.org, as well as X posts, I found no examples of Democratic politicians cheering or minimizing Charlie Kirk's assassination. This is Elon Musk's own AI, right? It says, leaders like Biden, Harris, Schumer, Jeffries, Pritzker, and Waltz all publicly condemn the act as unacceptable political violence. Claims otherwise appear unsubstantiated. And the same person says, those are pro-democratic outlets, Grok. And Grok responds, to address your point, I reviewed conservative sources like Fox News and Breitbart. They confirmed major Democratic leaders like Schumer, Jeffries, Pelosi condemned Kirk's assassination as unacceptable political violence. Then the guy responded like, fake news. Dude, you're the one who asked Grok to prove me wrong, and it proved you wrong. That one was cracking me up. But it works towards my broader point that right-wingers like to cherry-pick these examples of random accounts online who said crazy things and act like that's the entire Democratic Party, when the reality is every Democratic politician, every media commentator that leans left condemned this immediately. On the other side, people were saying insane shit. MAGA Congress members, MAGA commentators were all freaking the hell out. You want to know a really good example of what I'm talking about here? So someone named Raven on Blue Sky said, quote, can Erica Kirk be next? Now, this is a despicable thing to write online. I don't know why anyone would write this, but it got zero likes and nobody engaged with it. So again, somebody wrote some despicable thing and it got zero likes online, but that didn't stop right-wingers from screenshotting this, sending it to Elon Musk, and Elon Musk replies, quote, "Either we fight back or they will kill us." You guys see the pattern I'm trying to draw here, right? They will cherry pick these random zero follower accounts and say, "Fight back or they will kill us. There's no choice." He's painting a false dichotomy here. Nobody has to fight anybody, but he's using this type of rhetoric about somebody with zero likes. And then Elon Musk's post itself, I remember, got 200, 300,000 likes. He is the one that is inciting violence and fomenting hatred. Blair White then says, "They don't kill you because you're a Nazi. They call you a Nazi so they can kill you." And Elon Musk says, "Exactly. Just not true whatsoever." We have massive far-right rallies in London, and I'm going to show you in 1 second. Elon Musk tries to rile up this exact crowd. Turnbull says, "Elon is stoking violence, and I can guarantee you that he personally will not be doing any fighting." And it's because Elon Musk then posted, quote, "If they won't leave us in peace, then our choice is to fight and die." What do you mean our choice, bro? You're not fighting anybody. You're sitting there online being a keyboard warrior and saying that we either have to fight or die, when that is a false dichotomy. It's easy to say that from beyond the keyboard, but nobody, my friend Dylan Byrne said this, quote, "In a war, nobody is a hero. You think you're going to be a hero, but wars are bloody, wars are terrible, and you do not want to engage in these types of things." Liberal from UK, Ed Davey, said, "Our democracy is too precious to be a plaything for foreign tech barons. Elon Musk doesn't care about the British people or our rights. He only cares about himself and his ego." Thank you, Ed Davey. You don't say. Elon Musk is not doing this for some sort of broad altruistic reason. He's doing this because he wants to push both European countries to the right, and push the United States to the right so we can work towards his agenda. Let's take a listen of Elon Musk talking to far-right agitator Tommy Robinson. Elon Musk says a few things. He calls for the dissolution of Parliament, which is an insane thing for a billionaire to try to call for in another government. He then talks about violence is coming and we must fight back or die. In the broader context right now, Musk he's proven that he can tilt or push political narratives, and he's trying to push a violent, inflammatory narrative here. Let me play this clip.
The government can obviously use whatever powers are available to suppress the people. And so I really think there's got to be a change of government in Britain. We don't have another 4 years or whatever the next election is. It's too long. Something's got to be done. There's got to be a dissolution of Parliament and a new vote held. And really what matters is rallying the people of Britain, really getting the people of Britain to get the message out there, talk to your friends and family, and build a massive power base among the people. And like I said, you really got to appeal to the sort of average, the normal people that just want to go about their business, that they're sort of in a village somewhere, they're working, they just want to mind their own business. But you've got to point out to them that if we don't take action, they won't be able to mind their own business because other people are going to come and maraud them. There's genuine risk of rape and murder, and the destruction of the country, and dissolution of the entire way of life. And so yes, in the normal course of business, if you weren't under a massive attack, then people should go about their business. And just, you know, live their lives. But unfortunately, if the fight comes to you, you don't have a choice. You have to fight. So you have to rally all of the people of Britain to fight for the future.
Let me ask
and
the
if
people
this doesn't
Britain,
happen, there won't be a future.
Are you ready to fight for your future, Britain?
Fight for your future. Do it. Go.
Okay, first of all, that was very cringe. Secondly, I would call this clear incitement. You're really going to say that the left is the party of murder? Then you're saying you have no choice but to fight?
Your future, Britain!
Fight for your future! Do it! Go!
Will we be gagged any longer, Britain?
No. But you know what I mean, Tommy. You know what I mean. I talk to my friends in Britain. And they're like, yes, you know, they live in a village here or there, or a town or city here or there, and they're like, well, it doesn't seem like it's really that much of a problem. I'm like, well, if you want to know what's going to happen to your town or village, just visit London, and you'll see that it's you know, filled with crime. It often doesn't feel like Britain at all, and it's only
nothing like the richest man or one of the richest men in the world sitting there in the safety, the comfort of his own workspace, saying that we need to be violent in the UK, or that people in the UK need to be violent because apparently it doesn't feel like the UK anymore because somebody told him that. So it's very clear what's happening here. The broader context of this moment is that people in power have a duty to de-escalate. If you've been watching the Adam Ockler channel, we have over and over de-escalated and talked about the broader stakes here. I've showed you examples of right-wingers acting crazy, and I've explained why it's just not productive or helpful. But Elon Musk is currently trying to intervene to amplify far-right ideologies in other countries, use the social media platform of X to further amplify those far-right ideologies, and give more and more oxygen to, like, the great replacement conspiracy theories, or whatever can be used to further his politics. So the crowd that he was addressing via video had more than 100,000 people in it. A few police officers were injured, some seriously injured. And it's pretty disgusting that Elon Musk gets this type of platform and power to rile up this base and say, you have no choice. That's insanely, insanely inflammatory. I'm going to leave it here. We have to continue to push back against these billionaires, people worth hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars who want to just buy the political system in the United States and in other countries. I don't even think being a billionaire is inherently bad. I think Taylor Swift is a billionaire who you can't point to any exploitation she's done. LeBron James is a billionaire who seems to have achieved it through normal means. I think Mark Cuban is a billionaire who started a company to make sure that people are paying less and less for their prescriptions. So I'm not saying that billionaires shouldn't exist, but Elon Musk being worth $300 billion and then using that money to influence elections worldwide, that needs to stop immediately, and we will continue to work until we win back power. I guess as Elon Musk would say, fight back if you don't have a choice. I'll see you on the next one, and peace out.